Morning, everyone. Let us open the Bible, Joshua chapter 14, verse 12. Joshua chapter 14, verse 12. Now, Joshua chapter 14, verse 12. I will read. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Yeah. Today's title is The Best Is Yet to Come. The Best Is Yet to Come. Let me ask you a quiz. Just guess what this is. About 400 years ago, this vegetable was used to repel and prevent insects. However, at that time, there was a rumor that no one doubted. Whoever eats this vegetable should die immediately. So people never ate this vegetable, and no one doubted this rumor. This rumor was accepted for about 200 years. By the way, In 1820, is that working? Thank you. Yeah, Robert Johnson brought this vegetable to his home in New Jersey from a foreign country. And one day, in order to prove that this vegetable is safe and good, he stood on the public square and bravely consumed an entire basket of this vegetable. People thought that Robert Johnson was crazy and trying to commit a public suicide. Even his own doctor said he would die soon afterwards of brain fever and cancer. But definitely he was very okay. Since that time, people began to eat this vegetable. What is this? It is, next slide, tomato. Yeah. It took over 200 years to prove that tomato is good and safe. If Robert Johnson had not eaten tomato before a crowd of over 2,000 people, perhaps even today we may not be able to eat tomato. Today, I want to introduce a person from the Bible who lived a life of frontier, like Robert Johnson. His name is Caleb. In Numbers chapter 13, 12 leaders of Israel were chosen to scout out the land of promise. 10 reported to Moses saying, "There is no way that we can take this land as ours." However, only 2 people believed in God's promise, saying, "Let us go up immediately and possess this land." As you know, they were Joshua and Caleb. At that time, Caleb was 40 years old. Now 45 has passed from the day of Exodus. Caleb became 85 years old. He was too old to start something new. By the way, he asked to Joshua. Verse 12, next slide. Yeah, my pointer does not work. Okay, let me read it. "Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day." Hebron was the most difficult place to take over. This land was occupied by the Anakites, who were giants and whose cities were large and fortified. In addition, Hebron was a valley, not a field, so it was impossible to farm there. However, Caleb wanted the hill country rather than the fertile land near Jordan River. He was 85. He could retire from all heavy burdens, and as an honorable elder, he could ask for the easiest land. However, Caleb had been keeping the promise of God and rose up for the inheritance of God. As you imagine, Caleb and the tribe of Judah won the land of Hebron. Such a wonderful story. However, it was not the end. Hebron became the center of Canaan, the promised land. And later, the temple of Jerusalem was built in Hebron. Before, Hebron was a valley. But now, Hebron has become a city of blessing and holiness. Through one person's obedience and through one community's commitment, God has brought sacred transformation. Brothers and sisters, God wants to bring His kingdom in this world through the lives of His people, just like you. In God's kingdom, a single ordinary person is very important. The Bible is full of ordinary men and women being powerfully used by God. Let me tell you a story. Next slide. Do you recognize this name? Edward Kimball. Edward Kimball, yeah. Next, yeah, one more. Most people have never heard of him, but here is an interesting chain of events. Yeah, slide, please. A Sunday school teacher, Edward Kimball, led D.L. Moody to Christ. D.L. Moody led Wilbur Chapman to Christ. Wilbur Chapman led Billy Sunday to Christ. Billy Sunday led to Mordecai Ham to Christ. Mordecai Ham read Billy Graham to Christ. And finally, around 2.2 billion, not million, 2.2 billion people have heard the gospel from Billy Graham. Edward Kimball was an ordinary Sunday school teacher. He was not a famous preacher, but it all began with a simple witness of Edward Kimball. Believe me, this is the manner of God's kingdom. God is longing to bring transformation through your life, through your life. God is longing to see the day that the world is covered with His glory. So God is seeking for His people to join in His mission for His kingdom. You are God's dream. We are God's hope. This church is God's dream team. This church is God's dream team. Here's my conclusion. In American society, in American history, there is a president who is more honored after stepping down from his presidency. Another quiz. Who is this? Jimmy Carter. Yeah, I lived in Atlanta, Georgia for a couple of years. So at that time, there was a church, Jimmy Carter Boulevard. Yeah, he's from, you know, Georgia, and he was the owner of the, you know, peanut, you know, farm, right? So anyway, Jimmy Carter. I believe that he's a president. After his presidency, he's more honored. Jimmy Carter, he said, next, you are old when regrets take the place of dreams. Caleb. Caleb was 85 years old, but he was like 40. He said that, even though I'm 45, I'm like 40. For he was filled with God's Spirit and dreamed God's dream. Physically, he was 85, but because he had God's Spirit, he had God's dream, he was like 40. How old are you today? You may be old physically, but if you dream God's dream like Caleb, you are young enough to bring God's sacred transformation in this world. You may be young in number, but if you do not have a vision of God for His kingdom and for His glory, you have to come back to God and ask, Lord, please pour out your spirit so that I may dream your dream. I may not dream my ambition. You must not cease to obey God until your breath ends. As a youth pastor, I preach to young generation. I say to them, give up your American dream. Do not follow your parents, your moms, your fathers. American dream, it's not yours. You must not follow that. But you have to incubate God's dream. You have to incubate God's vision. Because you are chosen, you are born for His purpose and for His glory. We have to keep running for the race for God's dream and God's kingdom. As Paul confessed, we must not think that we already have done everything. As long as you breathe, your mission is not done yet. God never calls us back to heaven unless our mission is completed. As far as you breathe, you have to remember that still you have a mission to fulfill for His kingdom, for His glory. Brothers and sisters, the best is yet to come. Next slide, please. The best is yet to come. You can see the Jimmy Carter. There's a scar, right? Yeah, he had, you know, he was wounded, but still, he was working for Habitat. The best is yet to come. Therefore, expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God. We are blessed. We are chosen to glorify God's name, to participate in God's mission. We are breathing because we have mission. You are not old. Expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God. Please remember that you are God's dream, you are God's vision, and this church, God's dream team. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you.